So welcome, everyone. This should be fun, I hope, and I'm happy to see you all here. We're going to do a responsive reading that you should have on the second sheet of the program. Do people have it? Okay. The Power of Song, Pete Seeger. Okay. Once upon a time, wasn't singing a part of everyday life as much as talking, physical exercise, and religion? Can we begin to make our lives once more all of a piece? And as one person taps out a beat while another leads into the melody. Or a crowd joins in on a chorus as though to raise the ceiling a few feet higher. So we'll now read our affirmation, and my sister Annie can light the chalice there in the middle. Okay. Love is the spirit of this fellowship. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another. Okay, we're going to do one song, thanks, and then the hymn and get underway. So I'd like to call up my brother Bill, and his wife Jen, Annie. And this is a song made famous by Arlo Guthrie, but actually written by a guy named Steve Goodman that we knew very well, who is from Chicago, who is a great songwriter, called The City of New Orleans. It ranks there in terms of top train songs, I think.
How many people came here by train today? That's what I thought.
Colors of the clear face, asleep, go rocking to the gentle beat. the rhythm of the rain is holding me free. We're all singing, good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me, I'm the native son. I'm the train they call, city of New Orleans. I've gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Standing on these mountains. It's a joy for me today to have so many friends and family members here. Two of the three kids, Patrick and Eric, are here. Victor, the oldest, is not. Margaret's here. Billy and his wife Jen came down from Woodbury, Connecticut. My brother and my sister Annie and Bobby came down from Northampton, Mass. Erica drove down from Northampton, Mass. today. And Patrick is home, luckily. The timing worked out on vacation from Santa Fe, New Mexico for a week. So it's... And my cousin Gail, I was going to mention her. Gail came from White Plains, but still appreciate it. Gail is my father's younger brother's daughter. So anyhow, it should be a lot of fun. We're now going to have the offertory, and Erica's going to play a song during the offertory. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. So I'd like to bring up now my sister Annie and her husband Bob. They had a, still have a group called Annie and the Natural Wonder Band, did music for children here in Westchester. Some of your kids may have grown up with them.
I was actually telling Annie the story. It was when Patrick and Susie in 2001 started kindergarten. They used to play at French Hill every fall. So I remember seeing them there.
And I remember when Josh was shocked to find out that Annie was my sister, because he knew me and he knew the band, but not. So I don't know how many children we have, but if there are children who want to come up, they're gonna do some children's songs. Okay. So Annie and Bobby. And
anybody wants to leap like a frog, this is called I'm a Beautiful Frog.
And Bob is Safari Bob in the band.
Stick out your tongue and eat a bug. Yum, yum. Oh, they're coming? Oh, good. Wow, we have a dinosaur here, too.
All right.
Do you think that dinosaur can pretend it's a frog? I think so, too. Hi, everybody. We're going to do a song called I'm a Beautiful Frog. And if you want to sit on your feet, that's called a squat. And then you can leap. And usually people tell you not to stick out your tongue, but you can if you're a frog. Yum, yum. Well, you're in luck. It's your lucky day.
A frog convention is underway.
And we've got frogs from every land.
Swinging in the African band. I'm a beautiful frog. I'm a leaping rainbow. Prettiest creature on the solar. Big old bull from a little tiny tadpole sitting on a log. I'm a beautiful frog.
Here we go. Now squat. Now leap. Stick out your tongue. Ha-ha. And eat a bug.
I'm a red-eyed tree.
I'm a white.
I'm an oak.
I'm a golden cookie. I'm a brown.
I'm a gray.
I'm a stony-faced fellow.
Emerald glass. I'm a deadly yellow. I'm a beautiful frog. I'm a leaping rainbow. Prettiest creature on the shoulder. Big old bull from a little tiny tadpole sitting on a log. I'm a beautiful frog.
Oh, it's a frog convention. Yes, indeed. We've got frogs with any voice you need. From a low full croak to a high full key.
Singing together in harmony. I'm a beautiful frog. I'm a leaping rainbow. Prettiest creature on the solar. Big old bull from a little tiny tadpole. Sitting on a log. I'm a beautiful frog.
Thank you.
Good tadpole.
Thanks a lot. Well, we'd like to do a penguin polka contest right
now.
Does anybody here know how to dance the traditional polka? Okay, well, please stand up. And if you don't know how to dance the polka, but you'd like to dance, you can just act like a penguin.
Tell them what they're going to win, Ann.
You will win one of our download cards.
Happen to have a few thousand.
That's right, with the penguin polka on it. Woo, looking good out there. Okay, so if you don't know how to dance the polka, should I, is there a way to make this not fall?
You want to dance? I'm going to touch that.
Okay. Stick out your wings and waddle. That's it, and we'll do a little clapping too. Okay, let's go to Antarctica. Woo. Oh, we're
doing the penguin polka. Brother, it's no joke. Sliding on the ice,
woo!
Feels so very nice.
Whee!
Doing the penguin polka.
Everybody sing.
Doing the penguin polka, 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 polka. Brother, it's no joke.
Ha, ha, ha.
Sliding on the ice,
woo!
Feels so very nice.
Whee!
Doing the penguin polka.
Now clap. I once knew a penguin. penguin named Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Whose belly he never could fill until one day he got his wish.
What's that?
An endless sea of fish.
You're kidding.
I guess you could say they filled the bill.
Love's gonna live here again.
gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. There'll be no more loneliness, oh no, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again.
And bringing it, and bringing it. Let's do the other hymn now, Pam, and then, yeah. We're gonna do number 30. Okay? And then we'll do more music. So hymn 30, Over My Head, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Verses, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. There must be a God somewhere. Atheists just define that however you will. But sing out.
Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. There must be a God somewhere. Over my head, I hear singing in the air. Over my head, I hear singing in the air. Over my head, I hear singing in the air. There must be a God somewhere.
Verse 4.
Over my head, I hear the silence in the air. Over my head, I hear gladness in the air. Over my head, I hear gladness in the air. There must be a God
I'm going to do a couple songs, and then Billy will come up, and Billy and Jan will do a few, and then we'll all do a couple at the end. This is a song by Canadian songwriter Stan Rogers. I like a lot of Canadian folk music, but he's especially one of my favorite songwriters, called the Mary Ellen Carter.
She went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, the mate felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow, and Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us by the border when she finally was awash. We worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, then met her sorry end. And insurance pays the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we've talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again.
Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men, for those that loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been on her, on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet, and the current's here or so, or I'd never had the faith to go below. But we've patched her rents, stopped her vents, dog patch and portal down. Put girders to her fore and aft and brought her around. And tomorrow noon we'll hit the bar and then take off the strain and let the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men, for those that loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Well, we couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into stale. She saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And a laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. So you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
It's called Poverty Hill. I learned it off the Kingston Trio record, but it was actually written by the last living member of the Weavers, Fred Hellerman.
They come in their summery dresses and jackets so fine. The rich folks who measure success with a big dollar sign. They gaze with delight at the rocks and ascribe any pardon. They come in the spring and they stay till the fall on Paradise Mountain, away from it all. Stubble and stone make a hard road to hoe. What little will grow, the drought will kill. The summer folks call it Paradise Mountain, but we call it Poverty Hill. They say we have rich earthy faces, green as wood. Yeah, they'd like to live here of all places if only they could. Well, we don't get those wood grainy faces from living too good. It's the rocks and the dust and the sun and the heat. It's too much of work and too little to eat. Stubble and stone make a hard road to hoe. What little will grow, the drought will kill. The summer folks call it Paradise Mountain, but we call it Poverty Hill. They pack and they say what a pity that they have to go. They say that old Smoky's so pretty, all covered with snow. But just how we get through the winter, they never will know. No lard for the pantry, no grist for the mill, and winters are cold over Poverty Hill. Stubble and stone make a hard road to hoe. What little will grow, the drought will kill. The summer folks call it Paradise Mountain, but we call it Poverty Hill. Yes, we Poverty Hill. St. Patrick's Day. This is when we were little, my parents had certain records, and our musical taste was sort of formulated by these records. One of the records they had was Drinking Songs of Tommy Makeham and the Clancy Brothers. It was actually my record. Well, it was your record. Yeah, it's my big brother. There's Johnny McAdoo and McGee and me and a cob or two or three went on the spree one day. We had a bob or two, which we knew how to blew, and the beer and whiskey flew, and we all felt gay. We visited my hands, back the man's hooky dance. We then turned into the swans, our stomachs for the back. We heard it out in Feebridge, indeed, we did neat, and we finished it with speed, but we still felt slack. Johnny McAdoo turned as blue as a dew, and a plate of Irish stew he soon put out of sight. He shouted out encore with a roar for some more that he never felt before, such a keen appetite. Urinate eggs and ham, bread and jam, what a tram. One thing we couldn't tram, though we tried our level best. For everything we brought, cold or hot, mattered not, it went down him like a shot, but he still stood the test. He's one of the types of lard in the yard we discard. We thought it would go hard when the waiter brought the bill. He told him to the door, but he swore he could lower twice as much again and more before he had his fill. He nearly silk a trough full of broth, said McGraw, he'll devour the tablecloth if you don't haul him in. When the waiter brought the charge, McAdoo felt so large, he began to scowl and barge, and his blood went in fire. He began to curse and swear, tear his hair in despair, and to finish the affair, called the shopman a liar. Shopman he threw out, and no doubt he did tell. McAdoo he kicked about like an old football. Tattered all his clothes, broke his nose, I suppose. He'd have killed him with a few blows in no time at all. McAdoo began to howl and his growl and his growl. He threw an empty barrel at the shopkeeper's head. The peeler naked fins drove the skin off his chin. And the ruptures they begin, and we all fought and bled. The peelers did arrive, well alive for a fight. And thus they made a drive for us all to march away. We paid for all the meat that we ate, stood a tree, and went home to reminisce on the spree that day. Sandy, I'd like to bring my wife Jan up to the stage. Well, I'd like her to bring herself.
Yeah,
up.
Really.
This song's from 1967, but it's still apropos today. It was written by Paul Simon for the movie The Graduate. And I heard this story. Mike Nichols was one of the first movies, it was one of the first movies he ever directed. And he's talking to Paul Simon while they're filming the movie. He says, you know, we're going to use some of the songs that you've put out already, but it'd be nice if you could write a song that's specially for the movie if you've been working on anything. And he said, well, I have this one song I've been working on. It goes, sometimes it goes, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. And he said, Mrs. Robinson, he said, that's the main character in the movie. You've been working on a song with Mrs. Robinson, you didn't tell me? He said, well, I haven't quite settled on the lyrics yet. Sometimes I sing Mrs. Robinson, and sometimes I say, here's to you, Mrs. Roosevelt. And Mike Nichols said, well, that would change the plot of the movie a lot. So he said, I suggest you stick with Mrs. Robinson. Move to the left. You really think I should more?
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus.
loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds till you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in the pantry with your cupcakes. That's a little secret, just a Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids who could chew. This is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, this is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, to the candidates to begin. Laugh about it, shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone? Joe DiMaggio. The nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, ooh. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you. I played that a little faster than usual. I think it's because of the coffee here. Anyway, we have a little group called the Willie and Jan Band. We live in Woodbury, Connecticut, and we play all over the place. And Jan and I have a lot of different theme shows that we do. That last song was from our movies and TV theme show. And this next song, we found out very quickly, is by far the most popular song in our movies and TV theme show. It's we now take you to the fictional Long Island home of those great Americans, Archie and Edith Bunker. Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. So we could use a man like Glenn over again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
She all over sour and great. Those were the days. Wake up, little Susie, and we both been sound asleep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. brother and Susie. Well, boy, don't tell your mama. Boy, don't tell your father. Boy, when I tell our friends and they say, ooh, la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, we told your mama we'd be invited. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we do together. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Ooh, it was so hot. Didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep on the system. My reputation shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, we're gonna tell your mama. We're gonna tell your mama. We're gonna tell our friends and they say, ooh, la, la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Annie and Jenny.
Two of the same letters.
This is a song from another Canadian, actually folk duo, Ian and Sylvia.
Canadian also.
Ian is a real cowboy, and this is a song about the cowboy life in the high hills called Short Grass. Why not? All right. Okay. Billy's going to do one of his own songs, and then we're going to show us everybody.
This is a song I wrote when I was living in Switzerland. I lived there a long time. And I was playing at this restaurant for 2 weeks in a row, and there's this Swiss retired guy named Willie, ironically. He came in every night, very friendly guy, spoke very good English, always bought everybody a drink. And he lived in this little village called Rinkenberg, up in the mountains, like most of Switzerland, up in the mountains. And I told him at the end of the 2 weeks, I said, Willie, you know, it's been nice to see you. You came in every night and really helped business. But next 2 weeks, I'm going to go a couple kilometers down the road to Beatenberg and playing there for 2 weeks. And he goes, oh, no, I never go to Beatenberg. He's 87 years old. I said, you've never been to Beatenberg? He goes, no, I like it here in Rinkenberg. Thank you very much. And I said, well, you know, it's not that far. You maybe get a ride or something, you know? And he goes, no. He goes, Beatenberg, that's the other side of the moon. So that's how I got the title for this song. It's not about Willie, but you have to start somewhere. The stars are shining as far as the eye can see, but I'm afraid the radio's playing the same old tune. There you are, lying right next to me, but you might as well be on the other side of the moon. On the other side of the moon, on the other side of the moon, how far away can we be? On the other side of the moon, that's where true love waits for me. I'm lying in bed, but I can't sleep. And I keep thinking what I should have said to you. And now, the hole is deep. And I feel like I'm the only one in a room. On the other
going to do one more song that's a sing-along.
Let's do something a little happier.
Yeah, just a little just more uplifting. Patrick and Eric, if you want to come up. We're going to do it by the hammer. Do you want to sing on the chorus? If you want.
You want to, right?
This is a sing-along, and then we'll have a little time for some conversation and close.
Okay. It's up here somewhere.
I'm playing guitars.
Thanks.
This is the last song, right? This is it.
Everybody's welcome to sing along if you like. This is kind of the Peter, Paul, and Mary version, but Billy does the timing on it. He's like Trini Lopez.
Okay. Equal time.
So we'll take a little time if anybody wants to make a comment or sing a song or point out where we missed some chords or whatever.
Yeah, thanks very much. I forgot how wonderful folk music could be.
Thank you so much, Jim and Willie and the family. Music just makes the spirit soar.
Jim, you can hear me. Yeah, I don't need to know. I'm just curious. If you couldn't play music as a musician, would that be worse than not being able to hear music played for you?
I think that's a question for our dad.
Well, if you couldn't hear music, I think that would be awful. So it's nice to sing, but it's great to hear. Jen said, ask Beethoven. But I think the wonderful thing about music is people can enjoy it. Even if they're tone deaf, they can enjoy it, you know. But it's... I feel blessed to have had this family experience of singing, but to listen to music and appreciate it, I think, is the most important. We should mention, some of you know our father played for many years with my brother kind of as he was retiring. He was a psychiatrist, too. We all played together, but our dad was a violinist. He majored in music at the University of Kansas. He was actually the concert master there in violin, but got interested in Freud and psychoanalysis and always did it on the side. But then we converted him from a classical violinist to a hillbilly when he played with Billy. And our mother sang to us when we were little, and I often think that has a big influence too, you know, so I want to give her credit as well. Bob.
I feel touched, and I think just marvelous. Family singing together and the songs that you sang. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I think it's nice that Jimmy's kids are playing music.
And our granddaughter.
Right.
This may seem like a strange thing to share, but I think one of the biggest things I'm taking away from this morning are the smiles on all your faces. Just lit me up.
Thank you, Susan. Okay, so we have David?
Yeah, again, a thank you. Very inspirational and really involving, I think, for all of us on one level or another. And, Channel 13 was having fundraiser the last couple of weeks, and they've had a bunch of folk music
been
on,
watching it,
including
yeah.
a great show on Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of, you know, what was kind of formative for me growing up and in that sense. And I think what a lot of us in this country need to get back to. Yeah.
Thank you. So we have a responsive reading before we close. The gift of music is in us, Dorothy Reed. You should have it there. Music is healing. Music is sanctuary. Music is meditation. Music is art. Music is joy.
Listen to our own
music is passion. Music is magic.
It
the gift of music is in us. I'd like to thank Pam for providing the readings today, and we'll finish. If Pam will come up with our closing benediction song.
Sing along if you know it. Maybe you know it by the second time.
Right.
Very short.